Right now, we've got about 350 roads across the state that are closed, which is down from about 600. And we've got people out there working right now to repair washouts that were created. Governor McCrory's been out there with our folks on a frequent basis, and I've got to tell you that does help when they look around and see that the governor's there congratulating them on their work and supporting their effort.
An official damage assessment for North Carolina isn't complete, but where would you estimate the cost of damage is
estimated at? That the total recovery cost so far for the state to date would be about $17 million, with the state's share of that about $4 million. We haven't made a complete assessment on what the roads damage tab is going to be, and I wouldn't want to hazard a guess, but I can tell you that the state's fully prepared to go ahead and get those things done. County by county, we certainly are still working with crews. I think we've got about 300 people that are from Western Highway Divisions that are in the eastern part of the state helping rebuild the infrastructure that was damaged.
Have you had crews from outside of North Carolina assisting with cleanup?
There were emergency response crews that were brought in by the emergency management folks, I mean, in terms of high water rescue and some of those resources. But as to the highway portion itself, we've done that ourselves. When I say ourselves, I mean including our contractor base that we call on. That certainly came in handy down on 95 there in Lumberton. We had a contracting crew that brought in cranes and worked around the clock to make sure we could get that major highway open.
How much of a strain is this putting on your crew and resources? What kind of impact is it putting on your agency?
On the resources side, in terms of budgeting, we certainly have got this level of disaster response budgeted. So it's not creating a problem in the sense of shifting any fiscal resources from one area to another. I think really the flexibility of the contractor base is one of the other keys to this, the ability to bring people in to augment our staffing or to make sure that we shift contractors to make sure that we're able to keep delivering the projects that we've promised is one of the key elements.
Now, as NCDOT crews are repairing roads and bridges throughout eastern North Carolina, are they going to be making them stronger? So, next hurricane comes through, the infrastructure is stronger.
I think that the challenge is always to make sure we build the road to meet the need that we've set. And so it isn't really a case of rebuilding to be stronger so much as to ensure that we are building them in accordance with the specifications that we need to have, because the places where they've washed out have been places where there's been an extraordinary case. And most of the examples would be where there was overwash and we began to have erosion on the downhill side of whatever facility it was. And I don't believe that we really are ever going to be in a position where we could fully armor everything across the state. But the design characteristics that we try to put in will allow us to have a road be flooded and not have to take it out and rebuild it completely. It just needs to dry out. The drainage systems have to work, and then we'll be able to start using them again. So when you ask, are we going to rebuild them to make them withstand future storms, that there will be places where we'll have a lesson learned, where we will make sure that we've accounted for a new threat. But I would hope and I believe that we learn every day about what we need to do out here to make the road system more robust, more resilient, and try to make sure we incorporate those things as we go along.
What are some of the lessons that you learned through the process and through the recovery from Hurricane Matthew?
One of the main lessons I learned was that you can't get yourself so focused on the eye of the projected storm that you forget how far out it is that it can have an impact. The whole breadth of the storm is a threat as opposed to just looking at the eye. The other thing that I hope we've learned is that when there's a barricade on the road, you need to turn around. We had too many people who were ignoring where we had roads closed. If people won't accept a warning like that, then we have to end up going in and rescue people and sadly, outcomes that aren't that good. I think one of the other things that I found was that it was a GPS curse in a way, that people would get a detour And then they would listen to their GPS in their car and they, instead of following the detour. And I think we're going to need to work as closely as we can with the various providers, Google Maps and others, to make sure that we try to get detours in there that keep people going the right direction.
Well, Mr. Tennyson, I thank you so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.